Last night, the six major Democratic candidates in the running to be Baltimore's next mayor squared off in the final televised debate before the April 26th primary. WYPR's John Lee reports that the rules of the debate kept the candidates from questioning each other, and that allowed the frontrunner to escape virtually unscathed.
The only give and take came late in the game when attorney Elizabeth Embry questioned State Senator Catherine Pugh's ethics because she raised money from lobbyists to have testified before her Senate committee.
I would ask the senator, you know, if the Board of Estimates has contracts before them, millions of dollars of contracts in front of the Board of Estimates, would you hold fundraisers before? Would you solicit funds from the lobbyists?
Pugh, who is the frontrunner in the race, according to a recent poll, shot back, pinning Embry's attack on her distant third-place finish in that same poll.
Desperate people do desperate things, but let me just say this. You know, I've done nothing wrong.
Beyond that exchange, the candidates were allowed to basically hit their favorite talking points from the campaign. There was general agreement that crime in schools are top priorities for the next mayor. Former Mayor Sheila Dixon said crime went down when she was mayor before. If elected again, Dixon says you would see police throughout the city.
We can continue to build on the strengths of what I did under my administration when we had our police officers out in communities, in neighborhoods, engaged.
Dixon and first-term Councilman Nick Mosby both said the most violent offenders need to be targeted, but Mosby also made his pitch that the mayor's office needs new blood, and he's the guy.
Well, if we keep doing the same things over and over again with the same cast of characters, we're going to get the same exact results.
Businessman David Warnock says when it comes to crime, the candidates want to do many of the same things, but he also wants to restore police district offices.
But imagine our police district offices as places of public engagement, of community engagement. Imagine a PAL center in each police district office.
Embry says as mayor, she would follow Seattle's lead and end the war on drugs.
We are not arresting people for possession. In fact, we're putting them directly into the public health sector, directly into treatment. And that has saved the city money because it lowers recidivism. It helps communities more than arresting people and having them cycle through the system.
The candidates talked about the importance of improving the city schools. Councilman Carl Stokes said within 2 years of being elected, he would rip out the lead pipes in the schools so children could safely drink from water fountains.
You go into a school, they have a trash bag over the water fountain saying, don't use the water fountain. But you go into the bathroom and the kids cup their hands under the faucet and they're drinking the water out of the same pipes.
Pugh said she would push for more vocational education in city high schools so graduates have other options besides college by learning trades like plumbing and construction.
Even if they enter into these careers, it also allows them the opportunity to begin to build their own businesses. And if they should decide later to go to college, that is an option as well.
Last night's debate was sponsored by Maryland Public Television and WBAL-TV. Early voting begins tomorrow, and the primary is April 26th. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find more on the Baltimore mayoral race online at WYPR.org.